Hope everybody had a good holiday, and welcome back to Tallahassee with our cold weather. The Health Quality Subcommittee will now come to order. Representative Rader and Representative Petronas have notified me that they're unable to attend the meeting this morning, and their absences are excused. Melissa, would you please call the roll?
Chair Robertson?
Here.
Representatives Campbell?
Here.
Diaz?
Here.
Gonzalez?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Petronas and Rader are excused. Rawlerson?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Saunders?
Here.
Spano?
Here.
Watson?
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Melissa. As we begin the meeting this morning, I ask that everyone please silence their cell phones or put them on vibrate. Thank you. This morning, the Department of Health will be giving us an overview of the department's biomedical research grant programs. The department will then brief us on the status of the Cancer Center of Excellence Award Program, which was created by the legislature last session. As you may remember, this award program's purpose is to encourage excellence in cancer care throughout the state and attract and retain the best cancer providers to the state and help providers be recognized nationally as a preferred destination for quality cancer care in the state of Florida. We'll take a break between the presentations to answer any questions members may have and to take any public testimony. And with us today to present is Deputy Secretary of Health, Dr. Celeste Phillip. Welcome, Deputy Secretary Phillip. If you're ready to proceed, you're recognized for the first presentation.
Is that better? Okay, there we go. I just wanted to clarify, I was planning to do the presentation as one, but I'm happy to stop at the point where we're transitioning if that would be helpful. Okay, very good. In 1999, Florida's legislature created the Health Research Program with funds from the settlement from tobacco companies. The investment income from a portion of the Lawton Childs Endowment Fund is dedicated to research. Initially, the James and Esther King Biomedical Program provided funds for tobacco-related diseases. In 2006, the William G., Bill Bankhead, and David Coley Program was created to focus directly on cancer. To provide the framework for the King program, I'll briefly review the purposes of the program as specified in statute, which are to improve the health of Floridians by researching better prevention, diagnoses, treatments, and cures for cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, and pulmonary diseases, expand the foundation of biomedical knowledge relating to the prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and cure of diseases related to tobacco use, improve the quality of the state's academic health centers by bringing advances of biomedical research into the training of physicians and other healthcare professionals, increase the state's per capita funding for research by undertaking new initiatives in public health and biomedical research that will attract additional funding from outside the state, and finally, stimulate economic activity in the state in areas related to biomedical research, such as the research and production of pharmaceuticals, biotechnology, and medical devices. The priority of the Bankhead-Coley program is to fund research that will advance cures for cancer. Cancer research capacity can be expanded in the following strategies: identifying ways to attract new research talent and national grant-producing researchers, implementing a peer-reviewed competitive process to identify and fund the best proposals to expand cancer research, which will also attract federal research grants and private financial support, encouraging the employment of bioinformatics in order to create a cancer informatics infrastructure that enhances information exchange and facilitates integration between researchers working in diverse disciplines, Efforts to improve both research and treatment through greater participation in clinical trials networks include supporting public and private professional education programs designed to increase awareness and knowledge about cancer clinical trials, and providing tools to cancer patients and community-based oncologists to aid in the identification of these trials and to enhance better collaboration amongst these partners. Steps to reduce the impact on cancer in disparate groups include identifying those cancers that disproportionately impact certain demographic groups and building collaborations designed to reduce these disparities. As you can see, the goals between the two programs are complementary. This graph demonstrates that biomedical research funding peaked at around $50 million in fiscal year 11-12, when the funding was a portion of the tobacco tax revenue. In subsequent years, a fixed amount was dedicated to these programs. This graph shows us that the largest amount of applications for Bankhead Coley-funded projects was submitted in the same year, fiscal year 10-11, when funding was at its highest. However, we're happy to see that since that time, the number of applications has seen a steady growth. A similar trend is seen for King-funded projects. This slide shows the award amounts for direct appropriations to specific research institutions with overall fund increases each year. The Biomedical Research Advisory Council, or BRAC, is a group of experts who provide feedback to the State Surgeon General and is responsible for key roles such as developing guidelines related to solicitation, review, and award of research grants and fellowships to ensure an impartial, high-quality process. They also review reports of the peer review panels that look over the grant applications and make recommendations based on those reports for awarding of grants and fellowships each year. The BRAC members have excellent qualifications and expertise, including an Institute of Medicine and National Academy of Sciences member, senior researchers in their fields, recipients of other grant funding, and members who participate in peer review at the federal level. The Cancer Control and Research Advisory Council, or CCRAB, is administered by the Moffitt Cancer Center and advises the Board of Governors as well as the State Surgeon General. The efforts of CCRAB support the statewide Florida Cancer Plan, which includes enhancement of data collection on cancer outcomes, reduction of cancer risk factors, and early detection of cancers in groups that are disproportionately affected. Again, we see the synergy between the different groups that are working to address cancer in our state. This strategic partnership with the Florida Cancer Plan Council and CCRAB is recognized by the Centers for Disease Control as a model practice that is being encouraged throughout the country. The fidelity of the peer review process is key to assuring that high-quality research is being supported by the biomedical research funding. As mentioned earlier, the BRAC plays an important role in guiding this process. The process calls for review of review of applications by nationally known experts in various fields who reside outside of the state. And this is done to ensure that we minimize potential for conflicts of interest. These peer review principles are the accepted standards for high quality research: assessment by experts who are impartial, transparency of how the rating is done and what those results are, funding that is fair based on scientific merit, and efficiency in the overall process. Because we use the same criteria as the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, the National Cancer Institute, which is a part of NIH, recognizes our grant review process. What this means is that investigators who receive biomedical research funding through the review process in Florida are creating a track record of success that will make them more likely to receive NCI funding. This is a significant benefit to researchers in our state as it provides an enhanced mechanism for federal funding. We are one of only four states that can cite this distinction. For projects that are funded through the biomedical grants, this slide lists some of the pertinent criteria determined by the BRAC. These criteria stress the importance of expertise of the investigators, the use of innovative approaches, and the potential impact on health outcomes in our communities, which is all what we want to see improved ultimately. Awards can be for up to 5 years, and investigators at any university or research institution in Florida are eligible to apply. An example of research funded is a breast cancer study which is entitled Access to Genetic Counseling and BRCA Testing Among a Population-Based Sample of Young Black Women. Black women have disproportionately high death rates when compared to other racial and ethnic groups due to breast cancer, even though their incidence is similar to those of white women. The primary investigator for this project was able to screen 236 participants. Of these women, 23, or about 10%, were determined to have a BRCA mutation and were provided counseling about their options. Recognition and awareness of this mutation is very important not only for these women, but for their female relatives. They should be tested as well because having this mutation puts you at an increased risk for breast cancer in the future. The overall research results were shared with the community, and this investigator was able to obtain an additional $900,000 in funding for further work in this area. Another example of funded research involves a vaccine for lung cancer, which, although not the most common type of cancer, it still leads as a number one cause of cancer deaths. To give some perspective, we know that the overwhelming majority of cervical cancer is caused by human papillomavirus, or HPV, and we now have vaccines to prevent this infection and thus reduce cervical cancer incidence. So vaccines are a truly important mechanism for us to explore. This graph shows the variety of projects funded. Please note that the first bar labeled cancer captures all types of cancer, including the types in that are displayed individually. So I believe this is the last slide on the biomedical research, so I'm happy to take any questions at this point.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Phillips. Members, any questions? I have one. You mentioned the first in human study of lung cancer vaccine. Does that type of cancer relate to smoking? Is that being used to vaccinate? I mean, were we in the? Has that been developed?
I don't know the specifics of that research. However, there are different types of lung cancer. The majority is related to smoke exposure or tobacco smoke exposure. However, there are other lung cancers that are related to genetics or other non-tobacco related causes. So I'm not quite sure what they're looking at in this case.
Okay, thank you. Members? Representative Spano, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not directly related to this, but just an issue that I'd like to ask about is in terms of the based on all the research that's been done on cancer over the last couple of decades, is there any real appreciable difference in life expectancies and so forth? I know that we hear that with cardiac care that life expectancies have been extended significantly, but is there any appreciable enhancement or improvement of life expectancies for cancer?
Mr. Chair.
You recognize.
Thank you. It's a bit challenging to talk about cancer in direct comparison with heart disease because cancer is all types of cancer. And although there are some common lifestyle factors that contribute to cancer as well as heart disease, such as activity, diet, the risk factors for the specific types of cancer can differ. And so it's difficult to say as a whole that we've made a lot of progress. However, for certain cancers, for example, I mentioned cervical cancer, we found a vaccine that can prevent infection of the most common cause. That's one area where we have great success. With some of the other cancers that where we have better detection through early screening, we have seen some progress in those areas as well. For example, with colon cancer, we know that if people are screened according to the guidelines, they're much more likely to catch those cancers early and have a much better prognosis. We're still working on getting folks to feel more comfortable with some of those modalities for colon cancer screening, and so that's really more of the challenge at this point. So I would say in certain areas we've made a lot of progress in terms of knowing how to screen and treat, but some of it is still based on how do we get people to want to do some of those things.
Thank you, Doctor. I'd like to ask you, measures does the Department of Health have in place to ensure that the state's funds that are being allocated are well used? I mean, do you have some standards or on accountability in place within the department?
Do you mean referring specifically to the projects that are being funded?
Yes, ma'am.
For each of the grants that are awarded, there are deliverables regarding the expectations for what that funding is providing. I would say up until now, most of the research has been what we call bench science, so it's more of looking at studies in cells or within animals, which are the very early stages to what we then call human trials or the clinical trials. From this point forward, we have tasked, or the Surgeon General has tasked the BRAC to look at how can we come up with a research agenda that has more specific clinical outcomes related to humans at this point. And I think that will provide a platform for us to be able to track better what some of those outcomes and progress are.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else on the committee like to ask a question? If not, I'd like to ask, is there any public testimony that anybody would like to give to the committee regarding the biomedical research grant programs that we have here in the state? Anyone? Okay. Doctor, if we could move on to your next presentation, which is the Cancer Center of Excellence Award Program.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As was mentioned earlier, last legislative session, the Cancer Center of Excellence Award was created to recognize high-performing Florida institutions as preferred destinations for quality cancer care. Hospitals, treatment centers, and other providers in Florida are eligible if they maintain a healthcare license in good standing, are accredited by the Commission on Cancer of the American College of Surgeons, participate in a regional cancer collaborative, and meet all performance standards required in 381.925 Florida statutes and any additional standards approved by the CCRAB and BRAC. Over the course of about 3 months, a joint committee of CCRAB and BRAC members, selected by their respective chairs, convened and established the performance measures, rating system, and rating standard for organizations to apply and achieve this designation. As you can see from this slide, these prerequisite requirements demonstrate commitment and high standards for cancer care. We are on track to begin accepting applications for the first round beginning no later than February 1st. Two application cycles will be conducted annually. The program manual, which was also completed with input of CCRAB and BRAC members, provides the background and explanation of the steps required for the application process. This slide provides an overview for the steps involved in the application and review process, which will include a site visit as a part of the final phase. As you can see, the overall process will take approximately 4 to 6 months. So my summary is based on the assumption that this was one presentation, so I apologize. The Biomedical Research Grant Program utilizes a competitive peer review process that is recognized by the National Institutes of Health. This recognition enhances research capacity as well as external funding opportunities, which will help to grow Florida's economy. The Cancer Center of Excellence Awards will provide a mechanism for institutions in our state to be recognized as quality destinations for cancer care nationally, with the first round of awards being announced from September through December of this year. Thank you for your time and attention, and I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Thank you, Dr. Phillips. Members, any questions? Representative Spano, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What's if you could just give us an idea in summary, not any real detail, but just some sense of what's being done as far as research is concerned with respect to, you know, causes of cancer and maybe, you know, physiological markers or that folks may have for certain types of cancer and kind of where we're headed with that area of research.
So you're talking about currently funded projects that may address some of those issues. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
You recognize.
Yes.
So you're talking about currently funded projects that address some of those issues that you're mentioning for various types of cancer. I think we can take a look at what those projects are and get back to you with a list, if that would be okay. Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. Anyone in the audience who would like to give public testimony regarding the excellence programs? Okay, if not, Doctor, thank you very much for your presentation. We certainly appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
And as you can see, these are important programs to the state of Florida. The state of Florida and the Florida legislature, we want to be a leader in the nation in cancer research and excellence in these programs. It's very important to the citizens of Florida and the whole nation. And Florida would certainly be like to be the place that finds a cure for cancer. So thank you for being here this morning. This concludes our subcommittee agenda this morning. Is there any further business to come before the committee? Hearing none, Representative Spano moves we rise. Unless there's an objection upon the motion of Representative Spano, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.